At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is keeping us on track at 6:22. And this Sunday, Falcons face the Saints in New Orleans. Pregame with Mike and Bo right here. We'll start at 2 on 92.9 The Game. Wes and Arch take over with kickoff at 4:25. Obviously, got a lot of news yesterday. A lot of changes for the Falcons this weekend. We're going to have no Michael Penix. He will be undergoing a surgery for a partially torn ACL. Takes him out for the season, but we already knew that ahead of time he was going to be out for at least 4 weeks. So Kirk Cousins was already slated to take over. And Zach Robinson talked about how the Falcons are going to cater to Kirk at QB.
Yeah, it'd be kind of a blend. You know, we've obviously built the offense around Mike and you know, the things that he does well, and as well with our run game. And so, you know, we'll go back to, you know, some things that we've done last year, Kirk's done in the past, and, you know, get ultimately acclimated to Kirk and what he does well. We're always adapting to our guys.
There's one thing about this that excites me. The thought that we might go under center a little bit more this coming weekend. It's not a problem with the pistol. The pistol in and of itself is not an issue. The way we utilize the pistol has become a problem for me. Mm-hmm. All right. So to see Kirk come out multiple times in however many snaps he played in the second half the other day and go under center what felt like every other snap and run wide zone and do different things like that from under center, the thought of a 100% healthy Kirk Cousins going under center and possibly just maybe a smidge of bootleg thrown in there is just getting me riled up. All right, we've got to utilize it. We've got to utilize under center. We've got to utilize that in short yardage stuff. So am I excited that Kirk is playing? No, I can't lie about that. I think there's probably some upside. The thought of Kirk playing once again without Drake London makes me feel even worse about it. But if there is a shiny small sliver of bright side, is that I think that they can start integrating this run game with this passing game just a little bit better with him and some of the capabilities he does have in the play action game.
Well, the good thing is Kirk's got plenty of practice working with guys like David Sills and Kadarius Hodge, who are going to get time.
Casey Washington.
Talk about derailing. The concussion thing is really just derailed him a little bit.
Yeah.
But without Drake, you know, that's, I mean, Devin Tompkins could be maybe active. I think he's still in the practice squad. He was, I believe, active the Miami game.
Yeah, I think he was.
It was either that or maybe it was the Washington game when Agnew was out that game. But look, their defense is the best part. They're not great at getting after the quarterback. They've only got 21 sacks. So, but they're still, believe it or not, they're the best part about their team, especially their passing defense. Their passing defense is ninth in the league. So they've done a good job at shutting that down. And to be absolutely upfront, the passing part of our offense has been the worst part of our offense. We haven't been very good throwing the football.
Yeah.
I know we've had a lot of struggles. So hopefully what Kirk Cousins brings as a veteran, his presence and understanding defenses, really allows the offense to kind of open up a little bit.
Yeah, it's hard for me to look at these defensive statistics that they have and not at least consider, for the most part, that their record and their offense's inability to move the football or stay on the field has led into that. You know what I mean? Like, I look at it and I go, okay, they're ninth in passing defense. And it's good or bad, right? It's both ways. Ninth in passing defense. I'm going, okay, a lot of teams have gotten up on them. It's probably not a lot of passing teams in the second half. Probably teams have veered away from the passing game. You look at some of the other stuff that they rank, you know, below average in, and it's like, God almighty. I mean, I feel like for the first half of the season, their offense couldn't stay on the field at all. And for the time of possession, the amount of plays you're running on defense, they're bound to get gashed at some point.
Yeah, they've been outscored by 80 points in the first half.
Yeah.
By 80. I mean, and it's not it is wild. 80 points is a lot of freaking points to be outscored by.
Yeah.
And a lot of it does lead back to the inefficiencies that they've had on offense with Spencer Rattler. Now they've gone away, and that's one of the things that they didn't do last week. I mean, or 2 weeks ago against Carolina. Tyler Shuck did a good job of taking what they gave him, and the defense didn't get worn down.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's got to be a complimentary brand. We always talk about it here, and that's why when I look at theirs and I look at this point in the season, and it works, like I said, it works both ways. The defense also knows that you're probably going to run the football in the second half, so they're, you know, they can load the box in a number of different ways and kind of, you know, back down other teams from running the football. So it kind of works both ways, but I agree with Bo. All that to say, I agree with Bo that this is the best part of their team, and their defensive unit can still get after you up front, 100%.
The two linebackers, DeMario Davis and Pete Warner, they're filthy. Now, DeMario Davis, you can say, well, yeah, you guys have been around 14 years. Well,
He's still playing at a high level.
Well, you know, I don't care if he plays at a high level any other time, but I know he does against the Falcons. I mean, the guy in 15 games against the Falcons – literally has over 100 tackles, with three sacks and 10 tackles for loss. I mean, he plays well against us. All right, he's close to having a tackle. You know, basically he's putting a negative play out there per game against you. That's negative plays kill drives.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that came out of yesterday, I think, was a little bit encouraging, is Kirk did speak with the media yesterday, and he was talking about how he's looking to capture the momentum that they had last year when they were 6-3.
Yeah, I think I was asking myself that about week 10 or 11 last year on, you know. So if I had the simple answer, I don't even know if I'd tell you, but I think that's the challenge, right, is how do we get back to that? And I think the fact that it was there goes to show that it was there, you know, let's go do it again. But at the same time, you're not entitled to anything. Nothing's going to be given to you. You got to go earn it. You got to go play well enough to make that happen. I think those 9 weeks, to the degree that we were playing well, not every week was perfect, but to the degree that we were playing well, it was because we were maniacal in our preparation and our effort and every detail we had to be on to find a way to win and to move the football. So, you know, it was never easy in those moments either. I think we find ourselves there again now.
I'm finding myself laughing because somebody out there in their car right now driving around is going, shut up, Kirk. You know, like nothing he said was, you know, it is what it is. He understands the moment. He understands the situation he's in, this team's in. He understands what last year looked like. You know, some of the comments he was making yesterday kind of fell on deaf ears. But, I mean, look, no matter what Kirk said, somebody was going to be upset about it. And I agree with him. That maniacal preparation is what's needed. And if nothing else, I hope that that's something else that can kind of take this team to the next level and win a game and stop this losing streak.
Well, there's a lot of fake outrage on stuff with what he said and just bringing looseness. You know, maybe we're too damn uptight. Like, maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe that's part of this team's problem. You know, when you play uptight, you make mistakes. And what did did Michael Penix look comfortable on Berlin? No.
No.
He looked uptight. And when you come off the field and you know, when there's no joy in what you're doing, you normally don't do it very well. And if Kirk Cousins can bring a little bit of, you know, just of a relaxed attitude and looseness to that offensive unit, they might loosen the hell up and start playing a little bit better. Because when guys like are dropping, dropping handoffs essentially, that which is what Kirk gave Kyle Pitts at the end of the game and he dropped, or what he Penix gave Kyle Pitts in that Berlin game. I mean, that was – I mean, it feels like guys are playing puckered up.
Yeah.
And so loosen the hell up, and if his attitude can bring that, the fans and the media shouldn't be criticizing him for, don't joke about that. It's not funny. Dude, get up. Like, you guys
– get too uptight. One person that's like, this guy looks broken. He's, you know what I mean? Like, look at the look on his face. He looks broken. And then you see Kirk kind of lighthearted, and people don't like that either.
I saw fans mad yesterday because at some point in a 25-minute press conference, Raheem Morris had the audacity to smile and laugh. And you shouldn't be laughing. Michael Penix is gone. And people are talking about Penix like he's dead, Mike. He's not. He tore a knee. And it's not his third ACL surgery on that knee. It's his first. Relax. Like the uptightness and the overreaction, I get we haven't made the playoffs in 8 years. I trust me, I live it as much as anyone. But, I mean, we can't go home and kick our dogs and, you know, throw things at walls because our NFL team is having a rough stretch. Like,
yeah,
we've got to, like, woosah, it's, you know, and just, you know, 3-2-1, 1-2-3. You know, like, we got, like – Kirk Cousins is allowed to have fun at work, just like you are.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I don't know. I don't know what the right reaction is from these guys right now. I don't know that there is one unless you win football games. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it all boils down to. And I understand. Look, I there has definitely been times this year where I've watched press conferences or heard comments, and I'm like, dude, you're completely misreading the room. / What are we talking about? Mm-hmm. I don't think. Sometimes Raheem says things that I'm like, you don't even believe that. Like, you don't even believe what you're saying right now.
Well, yeah.
But the you know, some of the comments from Kirk yesterday, I actually enjoyed hearing it from that perspective, because it feels like we got caught in a rut the last 5 weeks, and he's part of that. But I do look at it and go, you know what? At least there's a little bit of lightheartedness, and at least, you know, we can go into this with no expectations. I don't have any expectations for Kirk Cousins under center, because Drake London's not in the game, and that's been the entire offense for a while. Bijan's got to be a massive part of this. Darnell Mooney has to step up. Kyle Pitts needs to be featured. And then somebody else from the wide receiver core you just talked about has got to step into a role and catch a big-time pass at some point in the game.
Well, and Bo, Kirk age, where he might know that Family Matters episode, so he might know.
Guarantee he does.
3-2-1.
Aaron, he you.
1-2-3.
Well, he might need to.
What the heck is bothering me?
Yeah.
You might need to use it in the locker room, maybe in a huddle at some point during the game Sunday.
I just – look, man, I hope we go down to New Orleans, get a dub, and I hope I'm seeing one of these, you know.
Yes.
Later
swag
on.
Surfing.
I know that the ship has sailed on a lot of this team's goals, but just a little small resurrection here. That's all I'm asking for. You know what I mean? Good vibes, hopefully.
Hopefully. Join the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. That's us. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Coming up, he's not leaving. He's saying that he's staying in Texas despite those rumors. We'll cover that. And we've got my Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. The theme is strike a pose. It sounds way off base. I promise it's not. It's not! That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You swag and surf.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.